views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women on this lovely Friday. Another beautiful spring day. Cloudy in Seattle. I hope it's sunshine where you are. Well, I'm excited to announce today that I finally have the Woman Wisdom book. It's available on Kindle. So you can start reading it on your gadgets. It's only $7.99. It's in full color. So that's different than the book. So it's got beautiful art expressing the divine feminine from our great woman wisdom community of artists. And so just look for Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women on Amazon. And when you purchase the book on Kindle, it does help Woman Wisdom. We're a nonprofit organization. So today we're going to be listening to Danielle Gibbons. She has served as Mother Mary's channel since 1994. She has assisted people all over the world to connect with mother's love and grace. Danielle struggled with the obsession of addiction and honestly shares her experiences of how she emerged back into the joy of living through her relationship with Mother Mary. Together, they inspire individuals to awaken and expand their consciousness through their best-selling courses, life-changing retreats, and online events. And now they have a new book they've written together, A Mother Mary's Pathway to Love. So it contains 12 of Mother Mary's teachings, and then each is followed by a short memoir piece written by Danielle that is offering her honest and personal insight into her joys and challenges of living mother's teachings and bringing them into the world. So welcome, Danielle.
Thank you so much, Chris. It's great to be here.
Yeah, well, tell us first, you know, you've been working with Mother Mary since 1994. How did all that begin?
Well, it was when I first started seeking help with my addiction, I realized pretty quickly on that I needed a spiritual piece to that the spiritual answer was, for me personally, going to be the best, road for me in recovery. And so once I got on that path, I seemed to naturally gravitate in curiosity towards New Age thought and channeling and just everything. I felt like a sponge at that point. You know, I was just open to everything. And so I was with a group of friends who we all seemed to be gravitating towards channeling, and it was fascinating and interesting, but to be honest, I never really thought I would seek it out as a path through my work or that I would be doing it for others. I was at that point on the other side of it. But I did get into meditation as well, and I used to have these fabulous meditations where I just felt like I was sort of everything and nothing, you know, like my whole body dissolves and you're just being. And in one of those meditations, Mother Mary came to me, and I have to tell you, I had never experienced unconditional love like that before in my life. I'm just a personal believer that, you know, we humans, with our shadow and light, I don't know that we're really capable of unconditional anything. So to feel her presence, Mother Mary's presence, it was extraordinary. And she presented me with this pre-life agreement. She said, we had this agreement that I would channel her, and is this something that I was willing to do? And in that moment, I realized that I could have said no, and her love for me would have been the same. That was that moment, I think, of real deep recognition of what unconditional love really means. And that, you know, if I chose a different path or I said no, that she would still love me the same. And that's what I needed. I needed that one moment, or I needed permission to say no, even though everything inside of me was saying yes, 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 yes. So I said yes, and it's been quite the roller coaster ride ever since, because I don't think I really understood fully. I had some experience with channeling, but I don't think I fully understood what she was asking of me, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, sometimes when we don't know that innocence. But tell us how that changed your life, you know, becoming the channel. And, you know, that's, has shaped a lot of who you are today.
Absolutely, no doubt. And what the biggest thing that it became apparent very quickly in is that this is my gateway into myself, meaning that the process of channeling and developing my relationship with Mother Mary was really all about opening the door to getting to know myself, you know, understanding my light and my shadow and what all that meant, and self-acceptance and self-love. Because when I started this journey, I tell you, I started from self-loathing, which was really at the core of my addictive behaviors. But it was that way in. She was the bridge into myself, and it has been an extraordinary relationship. And what surprised me right away, because I had prided myself on being very, you know, slick, hip, and cool intellectual, and what surprised me is these overwhelming feelings of devotion to her. I mean, I just fell madly in love with her, and I fell hard. And to this day, I still feel that depth of devotion. And my biggest desire in life is to serve her. And that was, for someone who was really living most of their life in their head, that was a huge shift into my heart. And I fought it. I did not go gracefully. This was a rather painful process, because I was my own worst enemy. But it's been the biggest contributor to my transformation.
Mm-hmm. And you did speak about your food addictions and obsession with. And in your book, like, you start off with your story, The Dark Night of the Soul. And one of the things I think that the book is about is to develop a loving relationship with yourself. And so how does this book help one build that? You know, we struggle with that, like you said, you went through a lot of self, you know, used to self-loathing, and we have a hard time loving ourselves. We might think that, you know, I wonder the amount of percentage of time that we actually do spend loving ourselves.
That's a really good point. And this is what the book is really about. It gives you very great action steps to take, meditations, and also her mother's energy is infused in every word between the covers. And I've gotten a lot of feedback from people who've read it who said they feel her energy while they're reading it. So you're not just reading words on a page, but you're having an experience as you read it. And it's extraordinary, her willingness to assist anybody who wants to get to know themselves. And the book is very much, of course, it's a spiritual book, but it's not really about any particular kind of belief system. It is really about taking the time, setting aside time every day to get to know yourself. And you brought up a good point, Chris, that it's oftentimes easy to talk about loving yourself or to say you love yourself, but to take actions towards going inside and sorting through all the stuff that's in there and doing your best to love whatever you find in there rather than try to ignore it or reject it. Or what I find is often the most common thing is people want to fix it. You know, they think they're broken. They think something's wrong with them. And so they want to fix it and move on. And I know I suffer from that as well. But this book is very much about you're not broken. You know, there's nothing inherently wrong with you. It's just you're evolving. So here's an understanding of your evolution as a human being, as a spiritual being. And these are ways that you can support yourself in your evolution.
Mm-hmm. And I know, like in the beginning, one of the first chapters, it begins with Mother Mary telling us to keep it simple. You know, so yes. You know, you can go with flow and with the ease and the grace to build the foundation. So she's starting off with, okay, you know, because we get so overwhelmed, like, oh my God, all these things I have to do to love myself or improve my life or create a spiritual life. It's just one step at a time. Keep it simple.
That's right. That's right. And that it does start, you know, the book is about switching the focus from the outside in to the inside out, meaning that, you know, yes, you can go out and exercise, and yes, you can go out and do all these things in the outer world and have a good career and maybe find your soulmate and all that stuff, but that necessarily does not guarantee your happiness. So she's very much about starting from the inside, starting with that relationship with yourself. And everything else that comes from the outside is an extension of that rather than the other way around. Like, oh, well, if I have this great career and my soulmate and all these wonderful things and the beautiful house and the beautiful view and all of that, then, you know, that's going to transform my insides. And, you know, that certainly supports us in our journey and helps tremendously. But it's easier and really more time, better management of time to start from the inside.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break. We have to take a break now. Then we'll come back and talk more with Daniel Gibbons, author of Mother Mary's Pathway to Love.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yeah!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831 877-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm speaking with Danielle Gibbons about her book that she wrote with Mother Mary, Mother Mary's Pathway to Love. So, Danielle, you have built a lot of chapters on topics like trust. You know, I remember a couple really sticking out for me that I got a lot from, and one of them was trust. You know, focusing to learn on trusting yourself and becoming trustworthy. She says the first thing to build a foundation of love for yourself is the exploration of trust. So, and we have a lot of problems trusting ourselves or trusting others. We may think it's about trusting others, but that's probably a reflection of how much do we trust ourselves. I think that's one of the messages I got from that chapter. How do we overcome this?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the things Mother recommends is that you stop making so many promises to yourself. And I don't know how you are, Chris, but I know that I've been guilty of this throughout my life. I sometimes have this grandiose, you know, idea of where I should be and what level I should be at and how far along I should be. And so I tend to, you know, I'm going to start this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. You know, it's just sort of endless. And then when I don't follow through, you know, it's again that feeling that I'm not trustworthy, and it is devastating. It, to me personally, it's more devastating than when someone else does something that betrays me or, you know, reveals that maybe I shouldn't put my trust in them. It's when I let myself down. So the first thing she really recommends is look, just observing how often do you as an individual make promises to yourself that you don't follow through on? And how does that feel? And the place to start would be to stop making so many promises and don't make casual promises. You know, really think about where you're at and what you're willing to do before you make a promise or before you say, hey, I'm definitely going to do this or I need to do that or I have to do that. So you just, you know, again, it's that inner work of contemplation and where do I start and what's really important to me and doing one thing at a time, you know, making one promise at a time and not 10 or 15 or, you know, wanting to do everything at once. So, again, that emphasis on simplicity. And then you follow through on that one thing. And then you do another one and you follow through on that one thing. So sort of taking yourself out of the realm of inner multitasking and just decide on one thing that feels like the best thing to do right now and follow through on that, really commit to it. And then you build that foundation of trust within yourself. And then it becomes easier to trust other people and not trust them to do what you want them to do, but you learn to trust based on what they can do, you know, who they are, because sometimes people just aren't capable of doing what we expect them to do or want them to do, and we kind of set ourselves up for disappointment. So the way Mother presents trust is it's really more about, of course, starting with yourself, but then making sure that you're not putting a lot of expectations on other people, you know, as far as what you call trust may be a lot of, your own expectations and your own desires that you're placing on other people, your own wants. So it's once you start really looking at your own self and how you follow through on things, then you're also much more, I think, you're much more forgiving towards other people, you know, because you recognize that you yourself have trouble following through on all that you promise. And so everybody else is most likely in the same boat that you find yourself in.
Well, I was thinking too, don't you think that some things in childhood where you don't have control over, where you've been, maybe the trust has been betrayed by a parent. And so there's a program of you've learned to not trust others.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why learning to trust yourself is the best place to start, because it's the only thing you have control over. You know, you don't have control over anyone else's actions. So if you rewire, you know, your belief around trust through yourself, you at least have control over, you know, which actions you choose to take and which actions you choose not to take. So and that's what I love so much about Mother's teachings, is ultimately they're incredibly empowering, because you're by going inside, you're learning what you do have control over and what you don't. And you know, then there's opportunity for forgiveness, like in childhood, you know, all the things that you had no control over, and finding that level of forgiveness for yourself and the people involved can be just life-changing, absolutely life-changing.
Yeah, so I want to, let's go further than that about forgiveness, because you have a whole chapter on that. And you know, we face things daily, things that bother us or irritate us, whether, you know, about ourselves or others. And one of the things that Mother Mary says is forgiveness is the key to enlightenment. Yeah. And it also is held back by blame, because we get so caught up in judgment and blaming. And so what does she recommend to how to release those judgments and blames and to get to that place of forgiveness? And because, you know, one of our desires is, some people on a spiritual path is there's that, you know, desire for enlightenment. Although I think we've sometimes in our human body, we don't think we can achieve that. But
right. I think what Mother often talks about as far as, you know, the process of forgiveness is first accepting that you are in blame. That something if you recognize that there is a big roadblock in your life, or this heaviness or this burden, oftentimes it is a lack of forgiveness, and it's this sort of, you know, ball of blame that just kind of we can carry around for decades and decades. So first accepting that you're blaming something, someone, whether it's yourself or another person or a situation. And then, you know, working with letting that go, you have to sort of break it down. Why are you blaming? What all is involved? And what are you hoping to get out of the blame? I know for myself that what I often want is, I don't mean, okay, so I'm going to use the word revenge, because I'm going to be honest here, but I don't think of myself as a vengeful person. But there's always that part of me that wants the other person to know how I'm suffering. Like, I want them to feel what I'm feeling, or I want them to be punished or to get theirs, or, you know, all this sort of, we do live in a punitive society where punishment is very much a part of our daily living. Whether it's incarceration or, you know, disciplining a child. So there's this mentality around that. And I find that I get very caught up in that. And I want to see them as in as much pain, you know, if they're the ones that caused the pain or whatever the situation was, I have this desire for them to feel my pain. And that's the part that I have to let go of. That's at the heart of my blame. Is, you know, and I have to recognize that I do not have control over anyone else's experience. And I certainly don't have control over their punishment or anything like that. And I find that I'm really making myself more miserable than I'm making them unhappy. by carrying around that blame and sort of replaying it, and you know, just it's that horrible feeling. So I think Mother describes it when you're in blame as you've created a sort of a gap or a chasm between yourself and another person. And, you know, if you're the one who tends to be more spiritually oriented or more awake, then you're the one that usually is the person who gets to cross that divide, who gets to reach out, who gets to step across and either say, you know, let's talk about this, or let's work this out, or, you know, I need to share what I'm feeling. Or, and I always used to be the person who wanted the other person to cross that divide, that I wanted them to come to me, because that was I thought, more of a position of power. And what I'm realizing is that it's much more empowering to be the one to step across, to offer that olive branch, to be the one to reach for love and forgiveness. And it doesn't matter if I'm always the one who does it. What matters is that I do it. Because as soon as I let go of that blame and I'm willing to cross that divide and reach out with love, I feel better. I am unburdened.
Yeah,
it's a fabulous feeling. I don't think there's anything like it in the world, and that's why I believe she says it's the key to enlightenment. Because when you just learn how to keep reaching out with love and keep reaching out for love, it is an extraordinary feeling.
Yeah, and it's a good thing to learn, and it's practice. You know, once you've done it once, you realize, it's such a relief to have shared this with that person, rather than, because, you know, you can hang on to it for a month going, this bothers me. I wish I could talk to her about it. And, you know, we get scared. We don't do it. And we hang on to it for a long time. And when you finally do it, like, it's never as hard as you imagine in your mind, actually.
It's true. But our minds are powerful, powerful, powerful places. And, you know, the mind can make it seem like that crossing that divide is literally like going over the Grand Canyon on a motorcycle. I mean, it can be terrifying. Particularly if you don't know how the other person is going to take your overture. And we can talk ourselves out of, really just about anything.
That's true. Okay, well, we're going to take a break now. We're going to come back, and I think we're going to invite Mother Mary to come speak with us. If that's okay with you, Danielle?
Fantastic.
Okay. Yes. Stay tuned.
Do you feel that there's a bigger, better life for you? Is there anything holding you back from living the life you were meant to live? If you'd like to find your life's true purpose and calling, join the world's foremost authority on primal spirituality, David Karsher, in Becoming a Son Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Son Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Be you. plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we now have Mother Mary with us to share some thoughts. And welcome, Mother Mary.
Thank you, beloved. It is wonderful to be here with all of you today.
Well, I would love for you to share, and we're going a lot with what's happening in our country, which actually is impacting the whole world, and a lot of unease and unrest and concerns. People having a lot of concerns of what's happening with our country and with our democracy and many, many things. So what do you have to share with people about that?
First of all, I would like to say that always remember that as a collective, the whole collective must decide how the human race moves forward. So it is not up to one person or one small group or one country. So it is always going to be a collective decision. But I would tell you, in relation to your country now, this is a fantastic opportunity to go deeply into understanding shadow. And I believe you wanted to talk about this particular subject as well, yes?
Oh, yes.
Good. Because this is your opportunity to not only understand the shadow more deeply, because you all have one. You would not be human without it, but also for the opportunity to love that shadow. So, particularly for people who feel they are on a spiritual path, who are doing their very best each day to choose the path of love, this is an opportunity to love shadow. And why would you ever want to do that? Because at the heart of transformation is love. You cannot go around or avoid, you cannot deny, you cannot find a route that doesn't take you deep within. And the more you love your shadow, the easier it is for your shadow to transform, for your light to grow brighter and brighter. So in order to give love to shadow, you have to stop seeing the shadow as the enemy. So when you think about your politics or war or the people who are starting the war and the atrocities that happen as a result of war, I know it's hard to do, but in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, stop believing or talking about or thinking of them as the enemy. So they are simply exploring the depths of their own shadow. So to hold these people with compassion and understanding, you, as an individual, may not be exploring your shadow in the same way they are exploring theirs, but everyone has to explore their shadow to discover their light. It is how you all evolve throughout life, death, and rebirth over and over again. So to hold compassion and understanding is the first step, to see these people as in some ways similar to yourself, to try very hard to look for the common ground rather than where your beliefs diverge, and to offer as much love energy as possible. So if there's someone in particular, and I know many of you have problems with your new president of the U.S., each day, if you were to sit and hold him in love and in light, regardless of how different your beliefs are, you would be offering something different. You would be offering to love his shadow until he can learn to love for himself. Does that make sense?
Yes, although I think that's not an easy thing for many people to do right now.
And, it's easy, but the path of love never is, beloved. It is simple, but it is never easy.
So share a little bit more on, let's take a, you know, a first step in that. Of,
yes.
Like, so it's, you're talking about the inner work, you know, our own personal work, and I agree. We have to, you know, the world reflects us inside. So looking at our own shadow, very hard for people to do, or, you know, we want to hide from it. We don't want to show our, the bad side of ourselves out there. We don't want people to think bad of us or ill of us. And so we hide that even from ourselves and others.
Which is why each one of you needs a circle of support. Even if it's a very small circle of support that accepts you exactly as you are, shadow and light, who is willing to talk things out when your shadow comes up or their shadow comes up, to meet you halfway, to always love you no matter what, friends, family, significant others, your relationship to your children or them to you. These are all ways that you find the support you need to be yourself. Because when others can forgive your shadow, it becomes easier for you to forgive your shadow. It becomes easier for you to accept that you have a shadow, that you are not broken because you have a shadow. But in actuality, your shadow is very much a part of your divinity. So think of your shadow like a drawing, yes? So you have to have shadow in order for the image to come forth, correct? If it were all light, then it would just be a white piece of paper, right? So it is the shadow that actually helps to illuminate or highlight your light. So the more you understand your shadow, the more you understand your light, and vice versa. The light helps you to understand your shadow. So for you to start to shift your beliefs about the shadow, that it is not the enemy, but that it is here to help you to understand the very depths of your light, your power, how extraordinary you are. Take resistance, for example, right? Now, everyone suffers with resistance from time to time. If you were to understand that your resistance and all that was involved in that resistance, that you called that to you. You called the circumstances and the people that could feed that resistance, that could help you keep that resistance strong. Everything that goes into your resistance, imagine that you are calling that to you. That's a wonderful way. I know it sounds odd, but it's a wonderful way for you to start to see how powerful you are. But if you look at your resistance and you think, well, I am really creating this on the larger level, then you begin to feel your own power. That is one of the ways that the shadow can help define the light. Because if you are that powerful in resistance, imagine if you channeled your energy into creation, manifestation, that same power that is in resistance is available for your manifestation. So then you start to see, well, if I just shifted this energy in this other direction into creation and manifestation, let's see if I have that same power available. And then you begin to see that you do indeed have the same power. And so the shadow begins to teach you just how powerful you really are.
Well, that's a great way to look at that, because rechannel your power in a positive way and to work with that, to even recognize that power, then that, you know, because resistance can be pretty strong and overpowering, but turning that into something new, something that's productive, and I think that calls to, and we only have another minute or so, but you know, the whole we're many of us are on a spiritual path, seeking our purpose, why we here, and we struggle with how to create that spiritual life. And I think this plays in with that spiritual life and path deals with how do you, you know, love your shadow, your full self, and look at the shadows inside yourself as part of that spiritual path.
Yes, and just like you would create a relationship with someone else, you do the same for yourself. You sit, you have me time, you write about yourself, you question yourself, you ask yourself questions. How am I feeling today? What's going on today? You take the time each day to develop a relationship with yourself, and it will help you navigate this thing you call your life.
Well, it is a journey. Well, I appreciate you being on the show today, Mother Mary, and we're going to come back and talk more with Danielle after we come back from this break. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics. Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I have Danielle Gibbons back here. Now, you just experienced in the last segment when she was channeling Mother Mary. Before we continue, Danielle, can you give your website? And I think you have a YouTube where listeners can connect more with Mother Mary through you.
Yes, my website is belovedpublications.com, and there is a huge array of audio teachings available, some free, some at cost. I do workshops around the country and retreats. I actually have two workshops coming up in Atlanta this next weekend, April 15th and 16th is a workshop in Atlanta, and then May 6th and 7th. I'm doing a workshop at Earthrise in Petaluma, California. I have a really thriving YouTube channel right now. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel or sign up for my community. And I'm posting a new short teaching from Mother every couple of weeks. And also, if you sign up for my community, you get a great little free video and audio course on preparing for and connecting with your spirit guides, which is really a fantastic little course. And for this month of April, because yesterday was 1 year from my publication date of our book, I'm offering the book on Amazon for a special price, the $2.99 for the Kindle and $9.99 for the print, and that is for the month of April.
Great. Okay, so we just experienced Mother Mary speaking to us through you. So tell us about that experience. What happens to you when she comes forward? How does that work? What does it feel like for you?
Well, it feels amazing. I'm very gifted in that I get to be present. So I get to hear all her teachings, and I've needed every one of them for the last 23 years. And so that's the best part for me. And while I'm channeling, I feel very connected with her. I don't have thoughts, which is an amazing break for me. My mind is very quiet. I'm just very focused and present with her. What happens in my body, though, is I get very small, and it feels like my consciousness, or what I consider Danielle, me, gets very small and kind of moves to the back of my body, and then she fills out all the rest of my body. So I'm what's considered a full body channel. And what you heard in the last segment is, you know, she's speaking directly to you. She's using my body, interacting with everyone directly. So it was very odd at first to sort of disconnect with yourself, but not really. I don't leave my body, but I shrink very small, and then she fills everything else. So she's looking out through my eyes and using my body. And that took me a while to get used to, a couple of years, because that was always an odd feeling. I felt a little bit like a marionette there for the first couple of years, that she was, another consciousness was moving my body instead of my own mind.
This is curiosity. So do you feel that she is an essence, Mother Mary, or is she an entity, you know, a universal consciousness of Mother Mary. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. And she describes herself very much as both. So there's an entity that is working with my body, as that is she, but she also describes herself as an aspect of Divine Mother. So she transcends religion, any kind of spiritual belief, time, space, you know, so everyone that's praying to her at once, she can be a part of their experience all at the same time. There's not like a finite amount of her to go around. So, you know, she utilizes that entity form in order to teach through me and others. I mean, gosh, I'm not the only one that channels Mother Mary. And, you know, brings that energy to the room and to the individual and, you know, how all that works. And then she is that Divine Mother consciousness as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense to me. So what does Mother Mary see as the biggest challenge people face on the path to self-love?
She talks about the biggest problem is self-acceptance. Or you can call it self-doubt, however you perceive it. But it is that belief that, you know, something's wrong with them or that they're broken, that it's going to be this huge, massive undertaking to fix themselves. And she just does not see us that way. You know, she sees us and accepts us as we are. And if not we have to, but if we want to change anything or if we want to move, in a different direction from where we're at, then she's totally willing to help us and support that movement. But we don't have to make that movement, you know, that she sees us as beautiful and divine and perfect just as we are. And I think that's been the biggest holdup is that belief that we are less than what we really are.
Yes, that's true. That accepting and loving ourselves. You've been working with a lot of people who come to you and experience the channeling. What do you notice that happens to people when they do connect with Mother Mary?
Oh gosh, it's very similar to my own experience. They fall so in love with her. Most people cry when they're with her for the first time. It's like a homecoming. It really is. And it's that feeling that I have finally found an ally. I have found that spiritual being that is in my corner, that is there for me no matter what, and who's going to support me as I am, who doesn't ask me to jump through any particular hoops or have any particular kind of belief, but that, you know, I get to experience things the way I need to experience them as an individual. And they just absolutely love that about her, that she is so supportive and so loving. We, all of us, need so much more of that in our lives. And it's beautiful. It's such an honor to be able to share that with people, to share her love and her grace with other people.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me very happy.
Yeah. So what's one thing you'd like to leave our listeners with to take away from Mother Mary's teachings?
I would say that no matter where you're at, no matter where you feel you're at, that her teachings offer something for everyone. They start, no matter how they sound, or even if they don't make sense completely the first time you read them, she starts where you are. And no matter what's written on the page, the energy of it starts where you are. And she helps to you to find your way one step at a time based on simplicity and love and a lot of patience. So what I would say to everyone who's listening is that no matter where you are, you can start right where you are today and just take the smallest step and keep taking another small step. And before you know it, you will go from depression to joy, from self-loathing to self-love. It might take many years, but you can get there. We are all similar in that respect.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Danielle, for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. It was great to be with you.
Yeah. So everyone, you can learn more about her book, Mother Mary's Pathway to Love. Her website is BelovedPublications.com, and I'm sure from there you can find her YouTube station. So I'm Chris Stainis, founder of Woman Wisdom Foundation. I am actually newly retired from that, well, in transition to retirement. I'm going to be training and passing on the torch to other people and revitalizing Woman of Wisdom and rebirthing her. And for the next 25 years, we just had our 25th year. And I hope you check out the Woman of Wisdom book. It's available for purchase as a soft cover book. And also now as a Kindle. So check that out. And it's a great book to explore the divine feminine and the many voices and with art, poetry, and stories. Okay, so we have reached the end of our show, and we look forward to everybody having a great weekend. And we'll be back next week talking about with Katie Silcox. I think the book is Happy, Healthy, and Sexy. So have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.